hard to get them looking like that. Oh, you didn't even brush your hair? I didn't even talk to your mom. Two sisters, did they not brush your hair? You did brush your hair? It looks really good this morning, right?
I need to turn it
on. Okay. You never brush your hair? I don't either. People have told me it looks like I don't. I don't very much. Just, all right, let's get on the subject here. This is going to be the hardest question. I've got a dollar if anybody knows the answer. No. If anybody knows the answer to this, there's a dollar. Everybody wait. Calm down, everybody. Just take a deep breath. Okay. What is this?
Newspaper.
How many of you think it's a newspaper? Well, you're partially right, but that's not what I'm saying it is. It's an old newspaper. It's not a new one. It's not today's. This one is for Thursday, January 20th. What is the day? This is old news. So after I read it and it's new news, it becomes something else to me. Okay. All right, now listen. So here, we'll try it again. I still have a dollar. What is this to me? Alright, listen up. I'm going to give you the answer. None of you got it right. Okay, no, I'm not lying. This is my newspaper. I own it, right? Listen, here's what it is. It's a fire starter. It is a fire starter. Well, I don't have it over here, but now listen, zip it, only me talk. It was a newspaper on the 20th, but I read it, and in my house, when they no longer are newspapers, they become fire starters, and I put them back on the dryer, and when I want to start a fire, I like these things, and that's how I warm my house. And you want to know why I can do that? Because it's mine. Okay, listen, you're not listening. Look up here. You see, the thing that I'm going to be talking about this morning is that when you become a Christian, God has a purpose for your life, a plan for your life that you maybe didn't even know about. And this morning in church, I'm going to be talking about how to discover God's purpose and plan for your life. And God's purpose and plan for your life, once you accept Jesus, once you do that, He has a plan and a purpose. And here it is. It's found in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Listen. He says, we continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. And then He says, so that. It's called a purpose clause. It means He has a purpose for your life. Here's the purpose that He has for you and me when we become Christians. Listen. That you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way. Now listen, when you become a Christian, you do get to go to heaven. And that is a wonderful thing. But the purpose of your life is to please God. Now listen. And so it's very important that you understand there is a purpose and a plan for your life if you know Jesus. And it's to live for Him. Okay? So you try to keep that in your mind. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that you'd help them to understand that there's a purpose for their life, and it's to live for you. It's not to live for self, it's to live for you. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.